The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of faithandfriendsradio.com in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Heather Zook, owner of Sinfully Gluten-Free, a restaurant in Centerville, Ohio, about healthy, gluten-free nutrition. This show has been pre-recorded in advance. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based, practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We're going to use scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe the Lord plays a role in the healing process. So let's start out with in the news, and this week we have some tips on sleeping better. Warm milk is one of the beverages that's typically recommended before bedtime for a reason, I might add, because it contains the chemical called L-tryptophan. But it turns out that tart cherry juice, if you can stand it, is actually a competitor as well. There was a study published in the European Journal of Nutrition recently and detailed in Prevention, the May edition of 2012. It turns out that people slept 39 minutes longer after drinking tart cherry juice, and they were probably puckering their lips as well. So it only takes an ounce of the concentrate and just before bedtime, and you be the judge. See if it helps you fall off into dreamland a little bit easier. In addition to tart cherry juice, here's some other tips. How about German chamomile tea, decaffeinated green tea, lemon balm, or lavender, as teas are also very fine beverages before bedtime. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Heather Zook is the founder and one of the owners of an incredible restaurant called Sinfully Gluten-Free in Centerville, Ohio. Welcome, Heather, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you.
Well, right out of the gate, let's tell our listeners a little bit about gluten. What is gluten, and why are so many people allergic to it?
Gluten is the protein found in wheat, barley, rye, and most oats. As to why people are being diagnosed with a celiac disease and a gluten intolerance, I do not know for sure. I do know that our wheat today has been engineered to a point where the gluten content in it is 100 times what it normally naturally would be. So we're inundating our bodies with gluten on a daily basis.
So genetically engineered wheat
Correct.
Is one of the culprits.
I do believe so.
Wow. Well, gluten allergy goes along with celiac disease, and celiac is thought to be an autoimmune type of a reaction, and honestly very hard to diagnose, I'm told, usually as a diagnosis of exclusion. But let's talk about some of the symptoms for either, whether you're diagnosed or not. How did your husband, as I understand it, and others in your family as well, present with symptomatology before you began to suspect that they may have had or have, in fact, gluten allergies or celiac or both?
Well, we'll start with my husband, only because the range of symptoms is so broad. That's what makes diagnosing it difficult. With him, his entire life had dealt with vomiting, GI symptoms, swelling of his glands. He had severe reflux. What ultimately did it was he was snoring so badly I couldn't handle it anymore. I had an infant and a small toddler that weren't sleeping through the night, and I would come back and he would be snoring so badly. I said, "You need to get this taken care of. I can't take it anymore." So when he went to the ENT, he was so swollen that they said he had reflux so badly from having a gluten allergy that that was what was causing his severe snoring.
Wow. Well, I've heard of it all now. You know, a lot of times, ladies, I know your hubbies are snoring out there, but I bet gluten allergy doesn't come to your mind as one of the first causes. But here's another one to add to the list.
Exactly.
Who knew? Well, it turns out that gluten causes inflammation in the small intestines of folks that have celiac, and eating a gluten-free diet is certainly a huge intervention, a positive intervention that can start people on the progress to healing. So I'd really like to know, how's hubby doing with your fabulous food that's being created every day as we speak at Sinfully Gluten-Free?
A world of difference. He is a completely different person. He no longer has the GI symptoms that he has or did have. His snoring has stopped. He is a much happier person and is able to function normally now.
Did that all happen immediately or over a period of time?
It took a while. And it took a while for me to get to convince him to go gluten-free. Most people don't want to do it. It's not an easy diet. It's not an easy fix. It's something that you have to be very strict with, even more so than, let's say, diabetics. Some diabetics can have a little bit of sugar here and there, and they can compensate with medications or the rest of their diet. With gluten, you cannot have a little bit here and there. It will be an immediate reaction.
Really? You have the privilege of controlling what you fix in the restaurant and in your home. So you know what you're eating, and your hubby knows what he's eating. Unfortunately, many times when we are purchasing at the grocer or not reading the label in processed foods, for example,
right,
my notion is that wheat is present in maybe microscopic amounts, but almost universally, as universally as corn is.
Yes.
And if you agree with that, which it sounds like you do, would you offer some guidance to those who want to enjoy restaurant dining, want to enjoy from time to time perhaps some processed food, some fast food? Should we be asking questions of our vendors?
Do not be afraid to ask questions. I tell everybody that comes in that's newly diagnosed that I am the crazy food lady. I ask 500 questions. I'm not afraid to ask those questions. And if they don't understand what I'm asking, I will leave. I do not take the chance. I myself am also intolerant. I get migraines and neurological symptoms, so I do not want to be down for the next week with a migraine. My husband has more immediate, more violent reactions to it, but this isn't something that we want to deal with. So if they don't understand it and they just don't get it, then we will not eat there.
You know, I've heard of married couples over the years beginning to look like one another after so many years of marriage. I've never heard them say that they have gluten allergies together or allergies together. I think that's amazing, really, in many ways. I'm kind of being humorous, but
right.
Isn't that interesting that God put you two together?
We're an interesting couple.
Okay. All right. Well, can recipes that are gluten-free be tasty? I mean, you've made a living doing this. In general, can we give some element of hope to our cooks, our chefs out there that perhaps would never even have thought to add a gluten-free item to their menus?
It can be done. And it can be done in a way that you wouldn't even know that it's gluten-free, that you've switched products out or switched ingredients out. We've done it. There are other places that are doing it. There are lots of substitutes that are available now that you don't even notice.
Give us an idea of some of those substitutes. What would they be?
Mostly what I'm thinking of is using cornstarches instead of wheat flours. There are some starches in tapioca starch, rice flours. There are things that you can substitute. You have to tweak them a little bit, and you do have to, a lot of times, use a combination of the flours in order to substitute. But they are out there. Another thing that I'm thinking of is there are several restaurants in the area that use tamari that is gluten-free versus soy sauce. So if you need, if you're interested in a gluten-free Asian dish, they can use tamari instead of the regular soy sauce.
So it sounds like the restaurateurs, at least, are beginning to come around, because obviously that's business.
Right.
And I'm sure that that's something that they want to present as a sort of a helpful attitude. And I'm finding, because of all the vegetarians in the world as well, it's okay, as you said, to ask politely for them to work with you to create dishes that may not be exactly present as you wish on the menu, but certainly are very doable for the chef. So
right.
Hats off. I'm just curious now, I'm back to your restaurant. So the day you opened the door, how long did it take you to figure out your menu and all the delicious recipes that were tweaked to perfection for those gluten-free customers?
We tweak everything daily.
Oh, really?
Yes. We always say it's a happy mistake if we make a mistake that turns out well. We are always trying to make things better, make things tastier, improve the texture on something. I never say anything is complete 100%.
And would you say that, what's your forte in the restaurant? Is it mostly desserts, or is it a little bit of everything? Main menu, or is it within main soups, or what exactly brings people to you and keeps them coming back?
A little bit of everything. Our forte is our pizza. We really do have very good pizza. It's very much like any pizza that you would get in any pizzeria, which is difficult to find with gluten-free. But our baked goods are phenomenal, I think. My partner, who is my mother, has come up with all the recipes for the baked goods, and she has done a wonderful job of making items that are just like you would find it, that are made with wheat.
Now, Heather, before we go to break, I'm sure some of our listeners would love to know where they can go for some recipes that are gluten-free. Is it hard to find those, or do we need to just kind of Google that, or what would you recommend? Is there a Betty Crocker for gluten-free?
There are some recipe books out there. What I would say is thumb through them first before you buy anything. Look at the ease of preparation. Look at the amount of ingredients that they require. Find out exactly what you would need for all of the ingredients, because you don't want to buy a cookbook that you're going to have to buy $50 worth of ingredients for one dish. So really do some research with it. Then what I always tweak every recipe that we get. So even at home, I change it the way that I would like it. What I've done more than anything else is modified dishes that I would normally make for myself if I weren't gluten-free. I've found those modifications for anything that we need to do so that you don't feel like you have to change everything in your lifestyle.
Good advice. And it sounds like you don't have to break the bank as well.
It's more expensive, but it can be done.
Awesome. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. We're talking with Heather Zook about healthy, gluten-free nutrition. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host. Tonight we're talking with Heather Zook, owner of Sinfully Gluten-Free, a restaurant in Centerville, Ohio. Well, before the break, we were talking about recipes that are gluten-free and some of the tips from Heather on how to find them and making sure that you're careful to get all of your ingredients together and not try to overbuy, I guess would be one way to put it, to try to create maybe some enhancements or tweaking of favorite meals that you would normally eat and not something exotic. Great tips for beginning. Well, it turns out that people with celiac disease or gluten allergies will probably be, if you will, somewhat deficient in some vitamins. And so I thought it might be helpful to share with our listeners what some of those vitamins are. And they include iron, calcium, fiber, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, and folate. And those last four are B's. So you might want to talk with your doctor about if and when a multivitamin or some vitamin supplement might be appropriate. But again, please do that with the advice and consent of your physician. And I want to also remind us that if you are diagnosed with a gluten allergy and you have to use gluten-free nutrition or take in nutrition that's gluten-free, it is a lifelong change, a lifelong decision. It's not just for a few months or until you feel better, because if you sort of fall off the wagon, the symptoms will come back. They may come back the same, they may come back less, it's hard to tell, but I'm sure that individuals who have suffered from the symptoms of gluten allergy know them very well and don't want any of those to come back. So just a quick reminder. So Heather, once again, labels on nutrition. I'll tell you, I'm kind of one of those consumers that takes twice as long at the grocer because I'm reading all the labels. And frankly, without my glasses, I can't see the words. So I probably take three times as long because I typically forget my glasses. But if we're looking at labels, what should we be reading about to ensure that we're not getting wheat or any kind of gluten product? Because I'm looking at avoiding such things as flavorings, which may not be readily apparent on a label. Right. Food additives, we probably have too much of those anyway. Guess what? Here's Play-Doh.
Right.
I don't know how many adults eat Play-Doh, but maybe the kids.
That's the biggest issue is children when they get it on their hands, if they don't wash their hands well enough with Play-Doh. There is a recipe online, and I do not have it with me, but you can make Play-Doh with rice flour.
Really?
Yes.
Now there's a tip, moms. Rice flour Play-Doh. That's going to be a crowd pleaser.
And what's even better is it doesn't dry out like regular Play-Doh does.
Really?
So it lasts longer, yes.
Maybe you should, who's the company that makes Play-Doh? Maybe we should give them that tip.
There is a company that makes a substitute. Again, I don't remember the name of it. We've always made it ourselves. But it's a little bit more expensive than regular Play-Doh.
So again, to avoid the grains, which typically contribute to the gluten allergy, we're looking at wheat, barley, and rye as the three most prevalent. But again, this constituent, gluten, can be hidden in many labels. So it's important to read if you're buying any packaged foods or to ask if you're dining at restaurants to prevent unwanted symptoms. All right, I've got another one.
Just to add on there also, most oats also contain gluten, unless they're gluten-free oats. They are farmed on the same farms as wheat, so they cross-pollinate. And after doing many tests on oats, they've found that the gluten content can be high, it can be low, if it's farmed on the same farm as oats, because they rotate the crops. They complement each other very well. They're also harvested with the same equipment, so there's cross-contamination with the wheat when they're harvested. So you have to watch for oats also.
That's an incredible piece of information. How'd you find that out?
Trial and error, reading a lot of information on the internet. just learning. Mm-hmm. I read a lot.
Well, I'm so sad about that because I recommend oats for cholesterol lowering, and now all of that recommendation will be thrown out for gluten-free. But
they do make gluten-free oats, and there are some that are grown on dedicated fields. Again, they're a little bit more expensive, but there are some out there. Now, the protein chain from oats is very, very similar to gluten, the protein chain that makes up gluten. So some celiacs are so sensitive to gluten that they cannot tolerate that. Those are far few between, but there are some that have trouble with the gluten-free oats also.
Thank you again for that important tip. What I was going to say is I want your opinion on quinoa.
Yes.
As a grain, or actually I guess it's a seed. Do you use more quinoa as another choice instead of wheat for any of your foods? It's becoming more popular.
I personally do not use quinoa flours, but I do eat quinoa myself. Being vegetarian and gluten-free, it's difficult to find some options, and quinoa is a fabulous substitute.
And for our listeners, that's a quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A. And if you've never tried it, I encourage you to do so. It's a high-protein type of a seed slash grain carbohydrate, and it makes excellent cold pasta salads, if you will, or pasta-like salads for the summertime. It's great if your children don't like rice and you need an alternative that's kind of crunchy. So that's another tip for all of us, really, for good health. All right, I think we should probably try to encourage a little bit at this time of the show, and let's encourage those who are listening, Heather, that may be suffering from gluten allergies or celiac or both. I'm going to read a scripture from Isaiah 58:11, and it says, God is our health shepherd. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy our needs, and he will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. End quote. In that light, how can we encourage those who are suffering as your hubby and you have in the past?
I tell everybody there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You will feel better. Once you get your diet under control, once you know what you're doing, you get over the shock of having to do it and the depression of having to do it. Going through this is very much like a loss. It's a loss of food. It's a huge part of our daily life. It's a huge part of our social life. It's a huge part of everything that we do. And having to take a large portion out of it makes you feel like you have disassociated yourself from everything and everybody. It's not that way. It gets much better. It gets much easier. And you feel much better about it.
So, listeners, you don't have to feel like all you're doing is cooking.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You've replaced joy and having fun and having a life with cooking.
Right.
And it looks like you're having fun.
It feels like such a burden when you have to take all of this out and you're around people that can eat whatever they want. Now you have to ask questions. You have to find out what's in everything. It takes you twice as long at the grocery store. It feels that way, but it isn't. It doesn't stay that way. It gets much better. It gets much easier.
Can you tell us why you named your restaurant Sinfully Gluten-Free? Or I'm trying to picture this now. I'm anxious to hear.
We tried to find a name. We Googled names, and we tried to go with the good side of it. We looked at Heavenly Gluten-Free, and there's something that's very similar out there with another company. We looked at Grandma's Gluten-Free. We did that, and I was joking one day that we're too good. We're so good, we're bad. So we went with we're sinful.
Well, here's an example of why I think the name fits. Raspberry truffle brownie, organic raspberry truffle brownie, chocolate covered cherry brownie, chocolate brownie, organic chocolate brownie. You've got a lot of organic foods. Pizza. Supreme vegetarian, three meat, chicken Alfredo barbecue. Sounds pretty normal to me.
But it's so good.
It's sinfully good. I got it. Where can people go to learn more about you and the restaurant?
Our website is www.sinfullygf.com. You can also just Google Sinfully Gluten Free. You can call our store, where our phone number is area code 937-433-1044.
What are your hours?
We are open Tuesday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we're closed on Sunday and Monday.
And if patrons come in and want to speak to you personally about your journey and your hubby's journey, are you available for that?
I'm usually there from open to close every day.
Well, thank you so much for that opportunity and for your information and for your encouragement.
Thank you.
I'd like to wrap up our show with a quote of the week about the healing power of positive thoughts. And this is from Paulo Coelho. And I quote, "Tell your heart that the fear of suffering is worse than suffering itself, and no heart has ever suffered when it goes in search of its dream." End quote. Our thanks to our guest tonight, Heather Zook, for being with us on Your Holistic Health.
Thank you.
And many happy gluten-free returns to you and yours.
Thank you.
And continued success. I love what you're doing. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You are invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com to learn more about my personalized wellness consultations. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Dr. Georgiana Donadio talking about her new book entitled Changing Behavior on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.